I told you it was going to be incredible. I just renamed my show. I renamed it Play It Loud. That's what I'm doing. I'm in the studio. I got the monitors turned toward me. And boy, did I crank it up that last set. And I encourage you to do the same thing at home. Feel free to dance around the room if it helps, you know. And now I'm going to tell you what we played. Nothing but the best. Boy, this was a particularly good one. Jesus. We started out with, we played a little bit of Tortoise. That was supposed to be my background music, but anyway, forget that. We started out with Queen Bitch by David Bowie. That's off the Hunky Dory album. That's the B-side of Rebel Rebel, the single. Kind of a tribute to the Velvet Underground. After that, we heard my band, the Flamin' Groovies, doing Slow Death. That was, I think I want to say 1971. That was the period where Roy Loney left the band and Chris Wilson joined the band, and there's Chris Wilson on vocals, just fucking killing it. That song was banned by the BBC for its reference to morphine. Apparently you're not allowed to use that word in England. The record company didn't know that, nor did the band. But anyway, I'm trying to remember which version, which album that's off of. It was that reissue, the one that came out on a 10-inch single.
Come on, tell you.
Yeah, it was on the album called Bucket Full of Brains. There've been a couple things called Bucket Full of Brains by the Groovies. Okay, keep on going. Dr. Feelgood did She Does It Right off of their masterpiece Down by the Jetty. That's 1975, Wilco Johnson composition, produced by Vic Mayall. Wow. And after that was Alice Cooper doing Long Way to Go off of his incredible third LP from 1971, Love to Death. That's the one that had 18 on it, produced by Bob Ezrin. Boy, he did some good work. Yowza. After that, we heard the New York Dolls do a version of Who Are the Mystery Girls. That's from the 1974 Live in the Studio demos that was released by Norton Records. They called it A Hard Night's Day. It's a really good record. 1974, Live in the Studio. I'm thinking about doing some stuff live in the studio, too. Maybe today. The Dead Boys did All This and More. That is off of their masterpiece. The Snotty Boys record, whatever. Produced by Ganya Raven. 1977 on Sire Records. That was the track right after Sonic Reducer. And it's got the lyric, I Want to Be a Dead Boy. And then we heard Iggy Pop doing 5 Foot One, 1979, off the New Values album. We did a lot of music that set because it was just so good we couldn't stop. New Values was maybe one of my favorite Iggy records. That was Side 2, Track 1, produced by James Williamson. That was James getting back together with Iggy after Kill City, first record they did together, and he produced and played all over that. Behind me is Brian Eno doing King's Lead Hat. Up Before and After Science. I shouldn't be talking, but I am. And let's keep going. There's another track I got queued up that I expected to be verbose about. Colin Newman doing Order for Order, a guy from Wire. We started the show with Wire. Well, the second set of the show. Okay, I'm getting confused now. All right. I'm just going to say what we're going to play. How's that? That's what I generally do. We're going to play the Velvet Underground, Dwight Twilley, Modern Lovers, Alex Chilton, Pavement, Sonic Youth. Nothing but the best. I am pulling no punches today, just playing great song after great song. Listen to this. Colin Newman of Wire. Wow. All right, you can't do everything. You can't be everything and everyone for every person all the time, everywhere. So you do the best you can, and that's all I can do. And with that is what I'm doing today. I'm playing my absolute favorite songs for you. Let's just keep going, because that's what we should be doing with Velvet Underground. This is the version of Foggy Notion off of the VU album. One of my absolute favorites. I mean, it just doesn't get any better than what we're doing today. This will be a show for the ages, okay?
Rolling on one. souls combined say we're moving in. There's a certain kind of girl that you care about so much. You say, oh, I don't care what you guys do to me, but her, don't touch. Cause I don't want just a girl to fool around with. We'll be right back.
okay, okay, okay. Sounds like Pee-wee. Pee-wee would say, okay, okay. We played the Velvet Underground doing Foggy Notion off the VU album. That was 1985 on the Verve label. It was recorded in 68 or 69, but it was actually not released until 85 on Verve, which was kind of a jazz label, but it was written by, ready for this, Lou Reed, Sterling Morrison, Doug Yule, Mo Tucker, and Hi Weiss. Hi Weiss was the president of the label. Interesting. Barry Weiss's father, legend in the music industry, also a co-writer of Foggy Notion. Foggy Notion. I got a Foggy Notion. Actually, we played a whole bunch of stuff in that set that sounded like the Velvet Underground. Not particularly the next one. The next one was Dwight Twilley doing Looking for the Magic off of Twilley Don't Mind on Shelter Records, distributed by Arista. That record stiffed, but it shouldn't have. It's genius, brilliant record. And Dwight Twilley's no longer with us, and boy, does that track kill, Looking for the Magic. After that, we heard The Modern Lovers, produced by John Cale, from their debut album, doing Someone I Care About. Actually, I care about this a little less. There we go. Yeah, we heard The Modern Lovers' first album, Someone I Care About, 1972, track number 7, sounding a whole lot like the Velvet Underground. Then we heard Alex Chilton doing Hook or Crook off of Like Flies on Sherbet from 1979. And then we heard Box Elder, a live track. No, that was that live? Yes, it was. It was live off the Slade Tracks EP, Slanted and Enchanted. I had to find out what Box Elder was. I wasn't sure. It's a maple tree. But that was Pavement. And after Pavement was Sonic Youth doing Wish Fulfillment off the Dirty LP. A lot of Lee Rinaldo on that one, but that actually is credited to Lee, Kim Gordon, and Thurston Moore. But, yeah, mostly Lee Rinaldo on that one. Behind us is Alan Morehouse doing Soul Skimmer. That's a great intro track I love, that I've used many times and probably will use many times more. Okay, so here we keep going. This is the Turn It Up, you know, Play It Loud show, because everything sounds great at high volume today. And I'm encouraging everybody to do the same thing I'm doing here in the studio, is just turn that little knob up, 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 up. See what I mean? Everything sounds better loud. At least to me it does. Okay, we're going to hear another one by The Fall, Totally Wired. Or maybe we didn't play The Fall yet. We're going to hear Totally Wired. We're going to hear The Kinks. We're going to hear The Pink Fairies, track by Television, The Wipers, my old pals, Pure Ubu from Cleveland, Ohio. That's where I'm from. And if we have enough time, we're going to keep going with more by The Damned, another one by The Groovies. On and on, the best we can. We have a whole half hour, so honestly, we might even get to The Replacements again. That's kind of the goal, is to get to The Replacements again. All right, here we go with Totally Wired. We'll be right back.
feeling scared. Hidden cameras everywhere. Stop. Hold up. Stay in control. Girl, I want you here with me. But I'm really not as cool as I'd like to be. Cause there's a man under my bed. And there's a little yellow man in my head. And there's a truth inside of me. They keep stopping me, touching you, watching you, loving you. We'll be right back.
button. This might be my rockingest show I've ever done. You know, I'm calling it, play it loud, the title of this particular episode of Time Won't Let Me is Play It Loud. Turn it up, play it loud, because everything sounds fucking great when you play it really fucking loud. And that's what I'm encouraging you all to do when you listen to it again. Hit that volume, you know, that fader, that knob. Turn it to the right. Make it play it loud. All right, we heard Totally Wired by The Fall. Marky Smith, that's from 1980. That's a single. Actually, it was never really on a proper studio album, but I think it wound up on a couple of compilations. The Kinks did Destroyer. Paranoia Will The Destroyer. That was from Give the People What They Want. That was on Arista, I believe. Ray Davies at his finest. Well, not his finest. It was originally intended for the low-budget album, but it fell off of that one and onto the next. And it's got references to All Day and All the Night and Lola, lyrically, within the context of that song. Makes it even more desirable and delightful. After that, we heard the Pink Fairies from 1971 doing Never Never Land. That's from their first LP on Polydor. That was rockin'. After that, we heard Television featuring Tom Verlaine, 1978. He did the song Days off of the Adventure album, their second LP on Elektra Records. And then we heard the Wipers do Better Off Dead. That's Greg Sage from Portland, 1977. That was a short and sweet killer. And then we heard Pierre Ubu do Heart of Darkness. That's the B-side of their first single. Their first single was 30 Seconds Over Tokyo, and that was the B-side, and we heard most of that. My friends, Pierre Ubu from Cleveland, Ohio. That was actually grabbed off the compilation Data Panic in the Year Zero. I think it's also on the Terminal Tower album. But yeah, Pierre Ubu, can't get enough of them. And we're going to play a little bit of, we're going to play another one by The Damned, another one by The Groovies, one by Paul Collins and The Beach. I got to play this Mystery Lights song I love. I'm going to try to come back to The Replacements. I think we have almost enough time to do everything I just mentioned, but I better hurry. So here we go with The Damned again.
Going out with him?
here's the part of the show where I thank everybody for listening, and I reward myself by saying what a great time I had and how much I appreciate my own efforts, because that was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that one. We totally rocked out today, no doubt about it. That last bunch of songs, we heard one by The Damned. We heard New Rose. That's like their most well-known song, probably. And then we heard one of the more recent things the Flaming Groovies ever recorded, which was Crazy Macy off their last album, Plastic Fantastic. And then we heard Paul Collins Beat doing Look But Don't Touch. And then we heard The Clean from New Zealand doing Thumbs Off. And we have 12 seconds left. Oh, by the way, behind me is Mystery Lights doing It's All Right. I'm going to say goodbye. Bye. Hope you had a good time.